Okay, it's on.
But wisdom when it is.
It's recording.
The council will come to order for a special session and public hearing at 5 o'clock. Roll call vote.
Counselor Don Brennan.
Counselor Kathy Egan.
Counselor Martinez.
And Ken Molnix, Mayor. Let the record reflect that we're still missing one counselor who will probably be along.
Ken.
Dan Marco just called. He'll be here. He is writing, or David Harms is writing with him, so they'll be here when they...
Get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get here.
Thank you. This time, I'd like to... Kathy, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item 4 is Ordinance 2012-03, an ordinance adopting the City of Alpine's Code Section 20A, Historical and Cultural Preservation Program, and the Alpine Landmarks Commission. The public hearing is open, and can we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and councilors. As you recall, we are working on trying to put together all the component parts that are necessary to be in the land use planning business. And part of that effort is that we need to have our comprehensive land use plan in its entirety adopted by the state. And the comprehensive land use plan has 14 component parts. I would say that probably 10 of those have been accepted by the state as complete. There's about 4 or 5 of them that are still in the finalization processes. And one of the code sections of the 14 is the Chapter 5. And the Chapter 5 has to do with historical and cultural preservation. And it has two parts. It has a comprehensive land use part, which is just the goals and objectives that go with that particular component part. And then it has an enforcement section too. And as we reviewed both of these documents, the comp plan component and the code section that accompanied it, as it related to five, Chapter 5 of the 14, there was a viewpoint that perhaps there was excessive language in the document and perhaps what I'm going to characterize as over the top. And so I went back and made for some changes to it, brought it back to the council. Then the council reviewed it, and there were still some cautions about the language. And so a committee of three of us got together here, I want to say a week ago, the mayor and Councilor Dan Varco and myself, and we made for some further modifications, and you should have in your packet the further modifications. They're there in the legislative format, which means anything we've added is underlined, and anything that's been struck is struck through, but it's still there for you to see. And then as well in your packet, you should have a clean copy. And the purpose of this meeting and why it is at this special time is of the essence to conclude the comp plan component parts so that they can be acknowledged by the staff, the state staff locally, and then submitted forth to the state DLCD.
LCDC.
LCDC. Gosh. LCDC. Which meets in Lakeview July 18th. And so We have it before you for your review and possible acceptance. The staff's report and any questions you might have or the staff, the public might have about further changes or, you know, some of the philosophies that went into the construction or reconstruction, I'm certainly glad to go over.
Are there any public comments? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing and we'll enter council deliberations. Any discussion? Stu?
Throughout the document, I guess we're calling it April 20 version.
Yes, correct. That would be the latest version, would be the April 20th version.
Okay, on page 2, mm-hmm. we go back and forth. Who oversees this commission? Is it the council?
It is the council. There's two bodies. They can be one and the same, or they could be different. The way the language was originally constructed before it was changed was that you were going to have a landmark commission. They were going to be a standalone body, and that separately but in coordination with them was a historical or was a planning and zoning commission. And we restructured the language to say that they could be one and the same body. All right? And we structured the language to make sure that in every instance that whether there was a landmarks commission or there was a planning and zoning commission looking at historical items, that whatever they did was a recommendation to the council. Council in all instances had final authority and oversight, whereas before it was piecemeal, where they could go do some things separately, and then you had to live with the consequences.
Right.
We put them everything under your tutelage, so they got to come to you.
To the council.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I went through mine and I highlighted everything where the city council was mentioned, but also in a couple instances the city manager was mentioned. So who has the final authority?
Well, council always has final authority, and if there's any doubt or uncertainty, council always has final authority.
Okay.
Okay.
And with that, so the council appoints the commission?
It does. Okay. And or you have the discretion to form a landmarks commission.
Okay.
And before, I want to say that the landmarks commission was constructed so that it would be very difficult to acquire these people in our community because they would be historians or someone that was knowledgeable in 3rd century AD or
right.
something of that nature. And we said that no, if you've got some historical wherewithal and if you've got some common sense, that's what we're looking for to serve on this committee.
Right.
Okay.
So then the part where it says the mayor with the advice and consent of the council, shouldn't it be the council has the right to appoint?
Well, I think that I guess in my mind that says one and the same thing. It says that the mayor takes initiative but gets guidance and counsel from you folks. And so that's to say that if you don't offer it up, then he's left to his own devices. But if you offer it up, he has to adhere to whatever it is that you come up with.
Okay.
All right.
There is one other with reference to demolition.
Uh-huh. As I recall, we've added some language of demolition that I haven't looked at for a bit. But if they have a historical building structure object, then they just cannot automatically knock it down if it is of historical significance. And I believe it's on page 9, about number 2, that, you know, they have to take pictures, they have to provide some documentation. Yes, it's their land. Yes, they have the final say-so what they do with their land. But for historical purposes, it's important that they leave some kind of documentation for the city for the future. I think it says an applicant for a permit, and I'm reading now on page 9, number 2 under 1100, an application for a permit to demolish or move a historical or cultural resource requires the signature of the owner of record. The building or structure shall be thoroughly photographed inside and out after the owner of record and occupant grant property access. We put that in there because before somebody could just go in there and start taking pictures, and that's a good way to get shot. The setting shall be photographed showing all sides of the subject resource. The photograph shall be submitted as part of the application for approval of the action sought. Okay. So it just, if anything, it slows it down so that everybody is cognizant of that action. Okay. And that we don't lose something precious to this community without a little bit of documentation, but it is.
But then on page 10, okay, number 6, it says, if the Landmarks Commission or the City Council approves the demolition. So the Landmarks Commission also has...
Well, again, I've got some language earlier in this document that says they're one and the same. Or they can be two bodies, or they can be one body. And my thought is that they would be one body with structure so that the Planning and Zoning Commission would be. But, you know, if at some future date you wanted to have both, this leaves the door open for both. Go ahead.
Excuse me. I think the question was, in 6, if the Landmark Commission or the City Council was this question.
Yeah, either
and
one.
We're not talking about the Landmarks Commission and the Planning Commission here. So
okay,
we probably missed that.
Okay.
Because trust me, every one of these we looked very closely at.
Because I'm looking at it and it says either one can approve demolition.
Why don't we do this, if you don't mind, and I think we can do it at this meeting, and I don't think it's significant that it would constitute another meeting on this. But I think you could very well say if the City Council and strike the Landmarks Commission or.
Okay.
And then that way, for sure, you're in the driver's seat. Because I think that was the aim. Certainly that was my aim, and as I talked to the councilors, I felt that was a councilor's aim, that, you know, you don't want this. Because again, and it's not just with this commission, it's with any commission that's appointed to recommend things to you. You don't want them unilaterally just going out and doing their own thing.
Right.
Okay. Because otherwise, good gosh, who knows what would happen.
That was a good catch.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I've taken enough time. That's all I have. Thank you.
Are there any further discussion?
You know, just real quick, it looks like what we've intended to do here is take the decision making away so that all the decision making is done by the council, not the Landmarks Commission. Is that pretty much right? Or is there some decisions that are still made by the Landmarks Commission?
I think that just, you know, going out and reviewing things and stuff like that are with them, but any actions, any final actions are with you folks. So let's put it this way. There are certain things they can do unilaterally, but anything they do that where they would have finality, there would be an appeal process to the council.
Good. I just think it's good to have that appeal process available, so
yeah,
it almost wouldn't be serve any purpose if they didn't have some decision-making.
No, and abilities. So it's kind of structured twofold. One is that there are items where they have finality, but where they have finality, that's appealable.
Okay.
And there's other circumstances where they're just a recommending body to the council.
Good.
But in all cases, the council is the final determinant.
Good.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds good.
Any further discussion?
Nope.
We are at a point of roll call motion for, I will entertain a roll call motion for adoption of the City of Lapine Ordinance Number 2012-03, an ordinance adopting the City of Lapine's Code Section 20A, Historical and Cultural Preservation Program, and the Lapine Landmarks Commission.
Shouldn't that motion include the correction that was made?
As corrected.
Ordinance. Sorry.
I don't think I could ever be on City Council because I think you have to wear glasses.
Yeah.
Is that a rule?
Yes.
Yeah. You have to either wear them or have them on your head.
Okay. Or if you got them on the table, he took his glasses. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sorry.
Are there any? Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Mayor, you may ask if there's any final public comments before you do closer.
Well, we've closed the public hearing.
Oh, okay.
Have we?
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to confirm that.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.
All those in favor by roll call?
I'm Griner, yay.
Dan Varco, yes.
Mr. Martinez, yes.
Kathy Hagan, yes.
All those opposed? The motion has been approved.
All right, well, I'll pass on to the planning powers to be that this is the final product and here it goes. And
okay.
May the forces be with them.
All right. Being no further business, I entertain a motion.
Oh, there was a by-leave item. We had somebody help me with, it's the folks that have...
Mimi and Peter.
The restaurant.
Oh, the Lapine
Inn. Uh-huh. And they are in the process of moving their location.
No, they're going to
adding
a new
location.
Opening a new restaurant.
Okay, opening a new restaurant, and they need a liquor license. And I tentatively approved that today, subject to your concurrence, that you have no problem with them having a liquor license for the restaurant in this community, and they're a known quantity.
Where is their new location?
Little Dill.
Yeah, they bought the Little Dill restaurant for deli. It's going to be a Chinese restaurant.
Yay.
Happy fortune.
Really? Yeah.
Well, they're Chinese.
Happy fortune.
I asked them if they had
lucky fortune.
Talked to Simon about that. They said yep. So the idea is before us that the city manager has tentatively approved and
seeking concurrence.
So would this just be an extension of their current one?
No, this is a new one. And that's why if it were the way the policy is established now, as I understand it, if someone has a liquor license and they're coming in for the annual review, it's just a process with staff to review and approve. But if it's a new liquor license, it really needs you folks' scrutiny to make sure that you're comfortable with that action of approval. Okay?
They're moving.
No, they're not. They're not opening moving. A second office.
Yeah,
Chinese
sort of
restaurant.
A second one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, now I got you.
Okay.
Okay.
I move we concur with the city manager's decision.
I'd second that.
There's a motion and a second to concur with the city manager's tentative approval.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion's approved. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed to adjourn. So you got 7 minutes.
No one ever opposes adjourning of the meeting.